This here's Gamer Pyle, and you're listening to Two Chairs No Waiting Podcast. Shazam!
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 309. Barney and Goober, they were just parents. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great Maryberry items you'll find there. All kinds of great things there. If you're hearing this during the Christmas season, head over early and get your stuff ordered because you don't want it to be late and have to not be able to get it. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And I want to thank you all for your support and for the Maybury Band. Thank you, Maybury Band. I am Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it is wonderful to have you with me here in Maybury once again. And hopefully we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this, with some stuff that you may not have heard before. It was something I ran across not too long ago, because the interview wasn't that long ago. But all these interviews we've been doing with George Lindsay and then George Lindsay Jr., I thought this would just be a fitting addition to that. Now, the episode tonight is, as I said, it's called Barney and Goober. They were just parents. So where I found this is, let me head on over here and show you our little article that we're going to be looking at. I was looking in the Mount Airy News. That's right. Mount Airy News, Andy Griffith's hometown. That's where I was. And I ran across this article back in September, right around Maybury days, that was actually called They Were Just Parents. Now, I'm going to have a link to this in the show notes, so you guys will be able to check it out. But it's called They Were Just Parents. And the subtitle is For Lindsay Knott's Childhood Was a Time of Happy Memories. Now, this was updated last, anyway, September 25th of 2014, and it was written by Keith Strange in the Mount Airy News. So we're gonna read through this. This was Maybury Days was during that same time frame, so I'm sure this was all an interview that was done by Keith during Maybury Days or just before Maybury Days to be published during Maybury Days. And we're going to be able to just hear just a few memories that both Karen Knott, Don Knott's daughter, and George Lindsay Jr., and of course, George Goober Lindsay's son, have of growing up as kids and being around their parents and them being famous at the time. And so I hope you guys are going to enjoy just, listening to this as we go through it. It's always fun for me to be able to hear, what some of the cast members, kids, what they've experienced over the years and what they, how they grew up. And since we had been hearing from George, I thought it was only fitting we hear a little bit from Karen. I need to get Karen on the podcast. I got to get her an interview with her. But this is the next best thing. So let's head over now. Let me get us some background music. Okay, thank you to the VW Boys for the background music. Now, let's head over, and I'm going to read this article that was, again, from the Mount Airy News in Mount Airy, North Carolina, written by Keith Strange. These days, stories abound about troubled children of Hollywood actors, struggling with their lives and trying to cope with fame and fortune. They, however, aren't dealing with Maybury. For George Lindsay Jr., whose father, George Lindsay, portrayed Goober Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show, and Karen Knott, whose father, Don Knott, played Barney Fife, childhood was a happy time full of laughter. Yeah, I can imagine that. Can you imagine growing up in a house with those two? George and Don both? I really can't imagine. It would have had to have been a lot of fun just being there. Of course, I don't know if they're your parents. Let's hear what they have to say. This is a quote starting off here from Karen. She says, "I have to admit it was different growing up as his daughter," said Knott's. "When I was in grammar school, my dad was on the show. But the kids, they didn't let on that it was anything special. There were, however, occasional unannounced visitors to their home. This is Karen again saying, I wasn't really aware of how much the kids in school watched the show, but our house was well known, and people would knock on the door all the time asking for autographs, Knott said. Even at a young age, I thought that was cool. For Lindsay, childhood was fairly normal, he said. When I was younger, my dad went to work just like everybody else, and he worked hard to ensure that I had a normal childhood. I went to public school, was a skateboard geek, and I rode dirt bikes. As a working actor, Lindsay's father was able to afford a modest home with a huge front yard, and he let his children dictate what that yard became. We used it for different things over the years, George Jr. said. At one time, it was a motorcycle track, and then my sister got into horses, and it became a horse corral. Lindsay said he didn't really feel any different from his peers growing up. Quote, I didn't think I was special or even feel special, he said. Other kids didn't treat me different. I was just a funny kid who rode a motorcycle and could laugh my way out of a problem. That humor ran in the family, Lindsay said. My dad was really funny at home. And one of the things we'd do at the dinner table was try to get the others to laugh so hard that milk came out of their nose, he said with a laugh. That was extra points. Knott said that she had the opportunity as a child to visit the set of the Andy Griffith Show a lot. It was wonderful, she said. It was like stepping into a make-believe world. You were there in that make-believe world, but you could see the reality of things at the same time. She learned during her time on the set, for example, that not every police car on screen was an actual car. They had a cutout police car that they used, and I found out later it was because it was so difficult to move the actual car in and out of the set. So they made a mock-up of the car to use in background shots, she said. It didn't take her long either to realize how well known her father was during her childhood. He loved to go out and eat at nice restaurants, and we'd go out a lot, she said. Whenever we did, people would come up and monopolize him, and he would be unavailable to us for a while. But he was just too cordial a person. He would give of his time whenever, whether he wanted to or not. Lindsay, on the other hand, said he was largely unaware of his father's fame. I thought it was odd that once in a while he would leave his makeup on and drive home, he said. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why my dad was wearing man makeup. Other times, he said, cast members would gather at his home to watch the show. I was aware of it, in a sense, but it really wasn't a big deal to me, as it maybe was to some others, he said. Both Lindsay and Knott said they had fond memories of their fathers. They were parents in the truest sense of the word, Lindsay said, and Knott nodded. They loved and were dedicated to their family, she added. And there were memories of their now deceased fathers. For Knott, it was a memorable goodbye when she was a teen. She says this, Dad took me to drop me off at summer camp for a month. And he looked at me like he thought it was going to be a tearful goodbye. She said with a smile. I looked around and saw tennis courts and trampoline and horses and glanced over my shoulder and said, Bye, Dad. He laughed about that for years, she said. Lindsay remembers a father and son time. When I was older, about college age, we took a road trip together. And in the middle of nowhere, we stopped on the side of the road in the snow, Lindsay said. Dad asked me to get out, and right then and there we had a snowball fight. It was just the two of us, and we laughed and we laughed. Dad would talk about that for years, like it was the first time he had had fun in a snowball fight, he said. So that's the end of the article. Thought you guys would enjoy that. I know I did. I'd never heard the story about the snowball fight. That was pretty neat. And just hearing both George and Karen talking about that, it's always fun for me to hear stories from the cast members and just getting a little bit of a background about things we might not have known about them. Because I know if you're like me, and you probably are, Don Knotts, wow, he's the greatest. And Goober, I love Goober. Gotta love Goober. So, I thought you would enjoy just hearing those stories. Now, this is a short episode this week. Yeah, it's a short one. But it's Christmas time, and you know what? I'm busy just like you. So I figured you needed some extra time to go out and go shopping, do some stuff. So hope you enjoyed the podcast episode tonight, and I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. I'd love to hear from you. That'd be a great Christmas present for me. It's Christmas time. Give me a call and say hi. You can also email me at floyd@imaberry.com and let me know what you think about these episodes and about the podcast in general. I would love to hear from you. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and you can find the phone number and the email address and everything right there. So it's easy for you. Love to hear from you. Thank you for taking time weekly to spend a little bit of time in Mayberry with me. It's always a great pleasure to have your time. And you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs. Good night.